Senate Republicans have released their version of the tax overhaul bill, following the House of Representatives' version, which should get a vote next week. The Senate version of the bill has some key differences from the House version. Among them, the Senate is asking for a one-year delay on cutting the corporate tax rate, which has been one of President Trump's top priorities. Republican leaders have said they want to get a bill through quickly before the end of the year. Michael Regan joins us now. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with the corporate tax cut delay that I mentioned. The markets were down yesterday on that news. Why does the Senate want to do this?
Well, Congress's latest budget includes a requirement that the tax cuts cannot add more than $1.5 trillion to the deficit over 10 years. And the Senate really wants to keep some of the deductions that the House plan gets rid of. So by delaying the corporate tax cut by a year, it would allow the government to recoup about $100 billion of revenue. And that would allow them to maintain those other popular deductions while still coming in at less than that $1.5 trillion deficit limit.
But both of the plans, the House plan and the Senate plan, would get rid of those state and local tax deductions, which experts say would hurt taxpayers in California, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, some of those states. How are the plans different other than that?
Well, the Senate plan is a straight-up repeal of the deductions for state and local taxes, including income, sales, and property tax deductions. On the other hand, the House plan would repeal the deductions for state and local income and sales taxes, but it would keep the property tax deductions. It would cap them at $10,000, though, so still not likely to make all the homeowners in the coastal states happy, but a big difference.
What are some of the other big differences between the Senate and the House version?
There really are quite a few. The House wants to repeal the medical expense deductions, whereas the Senate wants to maintain it. And the same thing with the student loan interest deductions. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are several others.
There's another one that I noticed last week. It didn't get very much attention, but there's an electric car tax credit that the House version wanted to get rid of. The Senate, I think, keeps it in.
Right, right. And, you know, politically, you have to sort of put your shoes into the, you know, put your feet into the shoes of a senator or House member. If you're a House of Representatives member, you only really have to worry about the voters in your district, whereas the senators have to worry about the whole state. So that sort of pushes the senators more towards the middle, towards the center. And that's why a lot of them are more in favor of some of these widely popular deductions that might not be popular in various representatives' districts.
So what's the likelihood of passage at this point? The House wants to vote next week. Thanksgiving is coming up. That was a deadline that they set. And lawmakers are saying they want this signed by President Trump by Christmas.
Yeah, that still seems fairly far-fetched that it'll actually get to the president's desk by Christmas. They're just so far apart on so many of these deductions that, the market's reaction, as you pointed out, is very much that they're not quite there yet. It'll take a while longer.
But do you think that it has a good chance of passage right now?
I think it's a tough call. I mean, if you look at what happened with the Obamacare repeal and replace effort, I don't think anyone's 100% optimistic that it can be passed. So it's going to be in the headlines for a while to come.
Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you.
Thank you.